This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish President Erdogan said after talks with Russia's Vladimir Putin on Monday that it would be soon possible to revive the Green Deal, the United Nations says, helped to ease a food crisis by getting Ukrainian grain to market. Russia quit the deal in July, a year after it was brokered by the United Nations and Turkey, complaining that its own food and fertilizer exports face serious obstacles. Erdogan, who previously played a significant role in convincing Putin to stick with the deal, and the United Nations are both trying to get Putin to return to that deal. The leader of the coup that ousted the Gabonese president, Ali Bongo, was sworn in Monday. Amid international calls for a return to constitutional order, Mogi Edwin Kanzeka reports from a town in northern Gabon near the border with Cameroon.
Opposition presidential candidate Albert Ondo-Osa did not attend the inauguration ceremony. Gabon's main opposition group asserts that the 69-year-old Ondo is the rightful winner of the August 26 election. On Friday, Ordinance 2023 urged the international community to ask the junta to hand power to Ondo. The African Union and the Economic Community of Central African States last week called for a rapid return to constitutional order. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Bitam, Northern Gabon.
A U.S. official says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may travel to Russia this month to meet with the president, Vladimir Putin, as the Kremlin tries to acquire military equipment for use in its war in Ukraine. The official was not authorized to speak on the matter publicly. The National Security Council spokeswoman Adrian Watson noted that Russian Defense Minister